What's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Okay. as you can see, John is not here tonight. John is in Palm Springs, so it's a solo wrap-up show tonight. I know some of you out there may be like, oh, I can't believe it. Just Jim tonight? What the hell? Here's the thing. With no John, as Iron Swan says in the chat, it is a fully uncensored Jim tonight for the wrap-up show. So make your way in. If you haven't already, hit that subscribe button, hit that like button. We're trying to get to 10,000 subscribers here before the postseason. Hopefully, if they make the postseason. I'm being facetious. I'm kidding. But yeah, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. We're trying to get to 10K before the postseason, and hopefully it's a long postseason. But as of right now, it doesn't feel like it will be one. It feels like it's going to be a very quick in and out come October, wherever the Padres and whoever the Padres play in October. Padres lose tonight 4-2 to the worst team in the history of the sport, and I'm not joking. The Rockies are going to end up being the worst team in the history of baseball. So again, make your way in. We'll be here for the next hour or so. We'll get to all your super chats as well. We'll also get to some comments and in the chat tonight. So thank you guys for joining me. But look, it's same old song and dance. And by the way, we are keeping an eye on the Dodgers-Giants game. That's why I started just a little late tonight. I wanted to see what was going to happen in the Dodgers-Giants game up in the Bay Area. Giants had the bases loaded and one out. And they hit into a double play. I don't know how they hit into a double play, but from the reaction I'm seeing on social media, it was like an insane double play to end the bottom of the ninth inning. And at this point in time, you're asking for the Giants to come back here. Not really come back. It's tied. They're going in extra innings. You're asking the Giants to beat the Dodgers because that right now is the only way that you are staying mathematically in the division race, is because the Dodgers also suck as well. They are handing you on a silver platter opportunities left and right to overtake them in the division, and you're not taking it. So we'll see what happens in that Giants Dodgers game. It's tied 1-1 in the are we in the bottom of the 10th? We're in the bottom of the 10th. Yeah, we're tied 1-1 in the bottom of the 10th inning. So Giants could walk this thing off here. And if the Giants walk this thing off, then, you know, look, you're saved by the Dodgers' awful play. So we'll talk about that game once it goes final, and we will look at the standings after that. But tonight, it's pathetic. mean, there's really no other word to describe this team right now, offensively especially, is they are pathetic. The offense is a complete joke. I know Mike Schilt is, you know, putting lipstick on this pig left and right, and he is the most toxic positive person on the planet. But this is bad baseball. Just bad baseball. You can't tell me that Fernando Tatis Jr. and his golden sombrero tonight is him taking good at bats. Sorry. It's awful at bats. You had nobody on the Padres get into scoring position until the seventh inning tonight. What? The guy you're facing has a 6 ERA. Last time you faced him in Colorado, you scored 6 runs off him in 3 2/3 innings. And tonight, you made the dude look like, prime Greg Maddux. This team is soft right now. This team, this team has no heart right now. They are giving up at bats. They look lethargic. They look like they've given up. Mike Schilt saying tonight that they care so much. I agree, Mike. They care, but their at bats don't look like they give a shit. Their at bats look fucking pathetic. I mean, you're facing the Rockies. The Rockies are the worst team in the history of the sport. They're 41-107. 41-107. What? And you go out there and you put that performance together tonight. I just think that this team right now is being saved by the awful play of the Dodgers. If not for the Dodgers just completely just going into the tank, and they might lose right here to the Giants in the bottom of the 10th inning. I mean, get ready for Chicago, boys. Get ready for Chicago. That is the likeliest, I feel like, scenario right now. The division, I can't even think of the division, even though they're only going to be potentially 2 games back if the Giants pull off this win right here. And before we talk anything about the Giants, I'm not worried about the Giants catching you unless they rip off 7 in a row here. I'm not worried about the Giants. What I am worried about is how this team is playing heading into a postseason. What I am worried about is this offense and the problems that this offense have faced throughout the entire year being the reason why they get bounced in the postseason. Because right now, what have you seen from this Padres team offensively that gives you hope that they're just gonna turn it around in the postseason? Like, at some point, the facts are the facts. And this team is who they are. Like, they're not changing. They're not changing. So what do they need to do to get better? Like, that's the million-dollar question. What do they need to do on offense to be better? I think what, it starts with is their stars. Manny had a good night, but they lost the game. Can he continue? Can he get better? Can he continue to produce down the stretch? If Manny goes back and continues to slump, this home run tonight means fucking absolutely nothing. Nothing means nothing. So the only way that Machado's home run tonight means anything is if it turns into Manny Machado getting hot. That's it. Because they lost the game, so I don't give a shit. Fernando Tatis Jr., he's all over the map. The 4 strikeouts tonight, those were some of the worst at bats I've seen of Tatis all year long. The strikeouts that he had tonight, just completely non-competitive at bats. And here's the thing. I know all you Padres fans are pissed. You deserve better than this. you deserve better than the broadcast just laughing their ass off in the seventh and eighth inning when the team is trailing to the 107 loss Rockies. You deserve better than a manager who is completely unaware of how his team is playing according to his words. You deserve better than a team and an offense with players that are combined making $1 billion going out there and scoring 2 runs a game against the fucking Rockies. You deserve better than a team turning into like the 1917 White Sox, where they just bunt their way around the bases. You know, you deserve better than J.P. Sears. Fuck is that? J.P. Sears. He did pitch well for the first couple innings, but hey, Schulte, did you see the two pitches that got absolutely pissed on that cost you the game? Because I did. Everybody watching me in the chat did. He didn't pitch well. He gave up 4 runs and you lost the game. He gave up back-to-back homers on 2 straight pitches. He gave up a 3-run homer to a guy that like just got called up. You guys deserve better than this shit. What's going on in the Giants-Dodger game? So, runners at first and third, 1 out by the 10th inning. All right, we'll keep you updated on that. So, yeah, I mean, look, this team is definitely struggling to the full extent tonight, especially on offense. Like, I don't think J.P. Sears particularly pitched great tonight other than the first couple innings because, look, you're a starter in the big leagues, all right? You need to go longer and be more effective past 3 innings. It's pretty simple. Either you're going to be a starter in this league or you're going to be put in the bullpen. And if you're a starter, you can't just look good for 3 innings and then completely collapse second time through the order because that's what J.P. Sears is. First time through the order, great. Second time through the order, dog shit. Like, complete fucking ass. And it showed again tonight. Gave up those 4 runs there in the fourth inning, and that was it. That's the game. It's the game. So it's already looking like, you know, you have to take the next 2 games. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. I said this, and me and John talked about this, the fact that thinking about just taking 3 or 4 from the Rockies, that one game is just going to really piss you off. And if it's not a sweep, and the Giants just hit a walk-off grand slam. So they help you out tonight. Giants just hit a walk-off grand slam, if I'm not mistaken here. Wow, walk-off grand slam. So your ass is being saved by everybody else that are playing the Dodgers right now. But even then, the division to me, I know they're 2 back, but it feels so far out of reach, doesn't it? Like, doesn't the division feel just completely out of reach right now, even though they're only 2 games back? That's what it feels like to me. It feels like the likeliest scenario for this team is going to Chicago. They're going to be the 5 seed, and that's that. Unless the Dodgers just collapse. But here's the thing. The Padres are collapsing too. And you have to outplay the Dodgers by 3 games. You can't beat the Rockies. Like, the walk-off grand slam does help tonight for the Padres. That's the only positive thing that you could take from tonight is that you didn't lose any ground on the Dodgers. But at the same time, you still have to outplay the Dodgers by 4 games. You have to outplay them by 4 games because you are 3 back in the loss and you need to outplay them because they are the tiebreaker. We all know that. Man, just an insane finish to this season. And I don't mean like insane good. I mean insane, this is painful to watch. All right, let's get to some super chats tonight. Again, if you want to send in a super chat to have your message be read, greatly appreciated. Send your super chat. We'll also get some chats here in the show as well. It's a little difficult with me going solo to see everybody's chat. So the best way to get your chat read is to send in a super chat. Again, they're greatly appreciated to help out the channel, help out me and John. All right, first of one of the night, Misfit 13 Actual says, I was at the game. The booing was the loudest I've ever heard. And then the mass exodus happened. Shilt is horrendous and managed like it's 1910. Shilt owes everyone a refund after swapping Cease out. Well, Cease didn't pitch tonight. Swapping. Oh, I get it. Moving everybody back and putting JP Sears. You're right. You're swapping Cease out tonight to give everybody an extra day of rest. Yeah, that was a concern that you move everybody back and then you give JP Sears a start. But my counter to that is, if you can't beat the fucking Rockies with anybody on the mound, that's on you. That's on the team. And they should have beat this team tonight easily. You're facing a dude with a 6 ERA. You faced a guy last night with a 13 ERA, and you put up back-to-back nights of 2 runs. What? You went 0 for last night with runners in scoring position. Tonight, an abysmal 0 for 7. I think they might have had a hit last night with runners in scoring position. I'm not sure. But still, their offense as a team right now with runners in scoring position is a fucking joke. And again, these losses, they should have been buried in the division. Like, absolutely buried. To the point where I'm not even, like, looking at the division standings. I'm only looking at the wildcard standings. But because the Dodgers suck right now, and they're playing like ass, there's this sense of false hope, I feel like, with the Padres and fans that the division's still in play. That might just be me, that false sense of hope. But, like, don't you guys feel that a little bit? It's like I said, it's like watching a football game and one team's dominating. And I'm not saying the Dodgers are dominating, but they have dominated you. So in that sense, it kind of makes sense. But it's like watching a football game and one team has put up like 450 yards and they're up, you know, 31-20. But the reason why they're up 31-20 is because they had a kick return for a touchdown and, you know, whatever, but the game's doesn't even feel even close. And we're getting to the point where, like, you're up 31-20, but there's like 2:20 left to play in the game. That's what it feels like. This is false hope of like, oh, maybe they could do something like a miracle. It's closer than it seems, whatever. It does not feel that way. Thanks for the super chat. Appreciate it. Let's go to Brian. Thanks for the super chat. It says, not game related, but neat hearing about your fire station visit. My dad's a captain at that station, and I'm a firefighter in the PNW myself. He was off today, but we're both glad you guys had a great time. That's awesome, dude. Yeah, we went to the fire station in Miramar, Station 61. Listener, Nick, of our show, John and Jim, we were doing a contest this week. If you were listening, we were doing a contest that was sponsored by Sombreros, where on our talkback mic feature on the iHeartRadio app, all you had to do was just send in your name and where you worked, and you were eligible to win Sombreros lunch with myself and John. And Nick from the Miramar Fire Station, Station 61 in Miramar, he was randomly selected as the winner, and we got to go and check out the fire station and ride the fire truck and become junior firefighters. I'm actually wearing the shirt that was given to us by the captain. So, yeah, it's awesome, man. That's cool. Tell your dad thank you. Tell your dad thank you, and we appreciate it. That's awesome. All right, some more super chats here. Golden King Toys, thanks for the super chat, buddy. I never thought to say this, but I miss Bogey. Yeah, I don't miss Bogey. He's just very forgettable to me. Like, he's just a very forgettable player. He's not very impactful, and the one thing that you're seeing is what he's impacting is this lineup and Mike Schilt, his brain is in a pretzel to try to figure out a lineup. Now, I think he's figured out a pretty consistent lineup going forward, and so Bogarts is back. But it took him a while, and he refused to go down that path immediately. And maybe it cost him. I don't know. But, yeah, the one thing is it's put Mike Schilt's brain in a pickle or a pretzel or whatever you want to call it. The thing with Bogarts, though, is when he returns, is everything going to be just different? I mean, it's not like Bogarts was playing well anyway before he got injured. He reverted back to who he's been with the Padres, which is just like a middling average player at best that doesn't come up in clutch moments. So do I miss that Bogarts? Like, no, I don't actually. I miss the Bogarts that we saw in that month stretch when he had that game tying double in LA. And then he proceeded to be red hot for about a month and a half or so. But I mean, the Xander that went on the IL, that guy stinks. He's kind of just average. I don't want that Xander. I want the other Xander. But that probably is asking too much, to be honest with you. Jeff, thank you, buddy. Thank you for the super chat. Appreciate it. Games like this makes me consider being a hockey fan. Well, you could be a hockey fan and still be a Padres fan. I thought you were going to say there as I was reading that, that's going to make you turn into another fan of another team. I was like, whoa, slow down there, buddy. And plus, hockey's not even on during baseball season, but I get your point. I get your point. Watching this team will, if you, you know, Padres fans watching this team, I get it. Makes you want to pull your hair out and just not watch baseball. It's very, it seems very frustrating to watch. Iron Sticks, appreciate it, buddy. He says, we are the San Diego Padres. What do we expect? We are self-sabotaging children. Yeah, I mean, the history of this franchise is not a good one. In fact, I would argue it's awful. It's one of the worst histories of a franchise in professional sports. Maybe that's the bridge too far. Probably is, because the Browns exist in football. But in baseball, absolutely, they're one of the worst, as far as history goes, have one of the worst histories for a team in all baseball. It's a fact. There's no way around it. No one likes saying that, especially me. I don't like saying that as I cover this team, to say that this team, the history of it is awful, but it's true. Dylan, thanks for the super chat, buddy. Appreciate it. One for our last 26 with runners in scoring position. But who needs clutch hits when we're first in productive out percentage? Oh my gosh. You are absolutely right about that, Dylan. I did see that tweet today. The Padres lead baseball in productive outs. Great. Give me another stat that just I will just bang my head against the wall with. And that's a product of design. Like, that is who they want to be. That's the problem. The problem with the unproductive out bullshit. They chose this collectively. They chose to be the team in baseball that leads baseball in productive outs. This didn't happen by happenstance. All the bunts, all the sack bunts, trying for just a run instead of the big inning. They chose as a team collectively to lead the league in productive outs. And I do think because of that, this is why the offense is where it is. They regressed in such a massive way from last year's team to where we are now because of the mindset set by the manager to turn this team into a productive out team. That's not the way baseball is anymore. Sorry, it's not. You can try to win with leading the league in productive outs and moving guys station to station, but what happens when you run into a team like the Phillies who fucking mash and have a dude in Kyle Schwarber that will take you deep? You're SOL. Like, productive outs is not going to save you against a team that hits a bunch of home runs in the postseason, especially. Sorry. Thank you, Misfit13, for becoming a member. Appreciate it. Yeah, guys, if you want to become a member, become a member of the channel. You get emojis. We do watch parties. You get priorities. So become a member of this channel. And we appreciate that as well. Let's get to some more super chats here. Martin Mayfield. Thanks, buddy, for the super. No bunts tonight. Two hitter through seven against the worst team. Awesome. That's actually wrong, Martin. They did have Freddie Fermin lay down a bunt with nobody on there. And I believe the seventh inning, which was very productive, just very productive at bat there from Freddie Fermin laying down that bunt. They also had Will Wagner, potentially one of the worst hitters in baseball tonight after an 0-1 count, runners on first and second with nobody out, try to lay down a bunt that was unsuccessful. So they actually tried tonight. They tried to bunt their way to a victory. And you know what? It didn't work out. In fact, it was the opposite of working out. They suck right now. Dave, thanks for the super chat, buddy. Says, maybe Schilt should quit rewatching Ted Lasso. Cares more about being liked than winning. Bunting with two on while down three is sheer malpractice. I agree. I'm over it. Fire this charlatan. I can't read. Sorry. Bridge too far. I'm not going to say fire Mike Schilt. Not yet. But I can pretty confidently say that Mike Schilt's act is wearing thin with a lot of people. And a lot of people in that organization. That organization, I know there are people in it that roll their eyes at Mike Schilt. And his act is already getting tired. You know, the more we hear from Mike Schilt and the more we see from Mike Schilt, it's becoming more clearer why he was let go in St. Louis. You know, he's very thin-skinned. He's combative with easy, simple questions. And this is not because of the media aspect. I do think there are things that Mike pushes back on that make him just kind of insufferable to work with at times. And I don't think it's necessarily an act with the media. I think that's just who he is. And he takes that into the clubhouse and he takes that to the front office. He takes that to behind closed doors. And I know the team says they love him and they probably do. But I also know there are times when Mike Schilt is speaking that eyes are being rolled. I just know that. RH, thanks for the super, says this team is backing into the playoffs at best. Well, I don't think they're backing in. The lineup is a dysfunctional mess. I don't see Cardinals missing Schilt. They had a gone party, a going away party. Well, I mean, the Cardinals, I think they might miss Mike Schilt from the standpoint of like they're not in the postseason. Mike Schilt did a good job to get to the postseason, but you know, I don't know. We'll see what happens in the postseason. Mike Schilt can go in the postseason and make every right move, and they go on to win a World Series, and then he becomes a legend, and nothing bad will ever be said about Mike Schilt, and he'll get like a statue and whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Like that could happen, but or he could, you know, make a wrong move again, and you know, the team could choke and he could, you know, I don't know. Like, and then it's like, what the fuck is Mike Schilt? So look, I don't think he's going to go anywhere anytime soon. And as far as like the backing into the postseason goes, look, they're five up on where are they right now? Cause the Giants just won. So they're 4.5 up on a playoff spot. 4.5 up. Look, if they continue to keep losing, you're right. Then we got a problem. As of right now, I still, even though they're playing like shit, I still can't bring myself to think that there's a world where they miss the postseason. Look, they missed the postseason. I want to say just like clean house, but I also don't want to say that because I can't sit here and say that AJ Preller didn't do his job. Now, has he had a success rate like he had last year with moves? No. I think the Freddie Fermin move, I don't know if that's an upgrade. I mean, okay, you know what? Yeah, it is an upgrade, but how? It's like we're talking about baby step upgrade, and it hasn't worked out. You know, you traded away your number one prospect, probably the best prospect in baseball for Mason Miller. Mason Miller has been fantastic. Ramon Laureano has been good, even though he's now slumping himself. And Ryan O'Hearn, he's now kind of slumping himself, struck out to end this game tonight. I put more of this on the players than I do anything else. To me, the players are the ones that deserve the most blame. And then Mike Schilt follows. But if I'm putting the pecking order right now of blame for where this team is at, how they're playing, number one, it's the players. Number two, it's the players. Number three, it's Mike Schilt. Number four, AJ Preller. Like, that's where I stand with their struggles. You know, when Manny goes 0 for the homestand, whose fault is that? Is that Manny's fault or is that Mike Schilt's fault? I mean, you can blame Mike Schilt for not sitting Manny for a day. But if they don't sit, if they sit Manny today, they get shut out. Now I'm saying it doesn't matter. Like the home run tonight for him didn't matter in the end, but maybe it got him going. I don't know. It's TBD. Like we're gonna have to see it again. I can't sit here and get all super excited about Manny having two hits tonight if he after tonight's game doesn't do anything. Like you have to use tonight as a night where you start playing better. And over the last 14 games, you hit 350. Like that's how tonight matters. If that doesn't happen and Manny hits around 230 for the rest of the year or whatever, which would actually be really good for him compared to what he's done the last, you know, month or so. But that doesn't do it for me. It just doesn't. We'll get to Mark Nimitz here in a second, but one more super chat here. I can't even read that. I am so sorry. MLB The Show, but thanks for the super chat. It says, Will Wagner is the new Trent Brooks. Yeah. Yeah. Will Wagner is the new Trent Brooks, and he actually might be worse than Trent Brooks. I mean, that at bat tonight, he had no shot. No shot at all. He grounded into a double play. The one thing he couldn't do, you would have rather had him strike out in that situation than hitting a double play. Like the one thing he couldn't do, he did. And yeah, that's where they miss Bogarts. You're right. Back to a couple super chats ago, like that's where they miss Bogarts is you're putting fucking Will Wagner into crucial moments of the game, pinch hitting him with two on and nobody out. And the fucker hits into a double play. Like, give me a break. Will Wagner, give me a break. All right. Let's get to our title sponsor here, Mark Nimitz. Behind the scenes, I can't pull up Mark Nimitz, so you just got to deal with me for a second here. Mark Nimitz, if you have any insurance needs, Mark is your guy. Homeowners, renter's insurance, car insurance, Mark Nimitz has you covered. All you have to do is look at the ticker down here, scrolling. His name, number, and email address are all down there. If you contact Mark Nimitz, he has your back for insurance of any kind that you need with car insurance, life insurance, renter's insurance, whatever. Actually, I don't know if he has life insurance. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. Anyway, he's got you covered for all your insurance needs. Hit up Mark Nimitz, mnimitz at farmersagent.com. When you reach out to Mark, let him know that John and Jim from the wrap-up show sent you. All right, let's get to some more super chats here. And again, once again, guys, appreciate you joining me tonight. It's a solo show. John is, he's in Palm Springs tonight because they have a bye week this week for the Aztecs. So usually a bye week means that him, his wife, and Jones head to Palm Springs. So just a solo show tonight. I'll try to get to as many of your chats as possible right now. I'm just trying to get through all of our super chats here. And then we'll get to some chats maybe later in the show. Again, Padres lose 4-2. Their offense looks like dog shit once again. Dodgers lose, so that's a good thing. But still, it doesn't do you any good if you continue to lose games and don't take advantage of the Dodgers also sucking. Giants now half game back of a playoff spot, which is crazy. You're 4.5 up on them. All right, Misfit, thank you for the generous super. I'll never let the Wagner move to pinch hit. I'll never get the Wagner move to pinch hit. And after this, I'm going over to Dodgers channels to watch the meltdowns. LOL. Love the show. You guys actually show emotion, unlike this team, and aren't shills. Appreciate it. Yeah, I am not a shill. I can tell you that. I cover this team for a living. I root for their success because their success means our success. I want the fan base to experience winning. I want the fan base to experience what it feels like to win a World Series. And yeah, keeping the finger on the pulse and understanding that, like, right now is not a time to wave pom-poms. Right now is not a time to tell the fans everything's going to be okay. While it might be okay, right now is a time to talk about what has happened in the here and now. And the here and now is this team offensively is dog shit.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
Like, end of discussion. If anybody tells you differently, they are homers, they are shills, or they work for the team. Like, pretty simple. So yeah, but if you want to go watch Dodger fans melt down, go ahead. I'm sure there are a lot in our chat as well tonight, but you know, they lost, so they're probably not going to be trolling as much. Except for Richard. Richard is a loyal viewer of the wrap-up show. He is the Dodger fan, but he is a good Dodger fan. And I don't say that lightly. I do not, Richard. Richard's a good he's a good egg. Thanks for the super chat, buddy. Appreciate it. As I watched Tanner Scott shit the bed, did Tanner Scott give up the Grand Slam? Did Tanner Scott give up the Grand Slam? No, that was Trinan, wasn't it? No, wait. Who gave the It was. Tanner Scott gave up the fucking grand slam. Holy shit. That guy fucking sucks. He's got a 5 ERA for the Dodgers. Look, you know, I say the reason why the Padres, if they don't win the World Series, will be because of their offense. I'm confident in saying the reason why the Dodgers won't win the World Series if they don't will be because of their bullpen. Like, no doubt about it. Their bullpen will cost them in the postseason. Just like vice versa, I think the Padres offense could cost them in the postseason as well. But let me get back to this super. It says, as I watch Tanner Scott shit the bed, small ball gets you nowhere. It takes ABs away. And after all of that wasted energy, Cubs go yard on one swing. Exactly. Yeah. The game of baseball now is not a game that most teams want to play. That's the small ball way. You know, there are moments where you bunt guys over. Yes, I'm not saying to never bunt. And there are moments where bunts can be effective, right? With the positioning of the defense, guys playing deep at third, and you're a fast runner, and you lay down a bunt to the third baseman. Yeah, those things happen throughout the course of a season. But what the problem with the Padres is it feels like that's their default go-to. That in time of needs, they just are like, we got a bunt. Like, huh? And they don't have the ability to have one swing change the game. I can't remember the last time they had a moment where they was like, oh, one swing, change the game. Now, I think they did one time in like Seattle recently, but and they have over the course of a season, but I'm talking like recently, when's the last time they had a moment where it's like, boom, one swing of the bat. I mean, they've hit more home runs of late, but they're just not consistent. They are looking to play small ball, and it's annoying as shit. All right, hold on a second, guys, here. We'll get to some more of your chats here in a moment. If you haven't already, please hit that subscribe button. We are over 9,600 subs on the channel. We're on our way to 10K. We're about 85-ish away from 9,700, making our way to 10K. So if you haven't already and you're watching right now, appreciate you watching. But would appreciate more if you hit that subscribe button, especially that like button. It helps out with the algorithm. All right, let's get to Lucky Box here, guys. Lucky Box, if you have not been to a Lucky Box before, I'm sure a bunch of our viewers have gone to Vegas, right? You go to Vegas. Vegas is an easy 45-minute flight here, especially if you're an Aztec fan. Aztecs play a lot of games in Vegas. Vegas is an easy trip to San Diego. And if you've gone to Vegas recently, and you want to look for a Lucky Box vending machine, there are plenty of Lucky Box vending machines in Las Vegas. The great thing about a Lucky Box vending machine is they have a bunch of things in there that are not only worth a lot of money, but are really freaking cool. If you guys like authenticated autographed jerseys, Lucky Box has you covered. If you guys like trading cards, like Pokemon, like me, they got you covered as well. Also, they have baseball cards, football cards, you name it. PSA 10s across the board. I just saw recently that somebody got an authenticated signed Emmett Smith jersey in Las Vegas. So if you go to a Lucky Box vending machine in Vegas or anywhere in the country, make sure to use our promo code PADRES, all lowercase, PADRES. That's PADRES for a special $5 discount from John and Jim when you go and buy something out of a Lucky Box vending machine. And that's not it. If you guys want to become an exclusive loyalty program member, all you got to do is sign up. It's free of charge, luckyboxvending.com. Your email, your phone number, you get insider perks, early location drops, and you can have a chance to win exclusive giveaways like signed memorabilia. That's all authenticated. It's free. All you have to do is sign up at luckyboxvending.com or scan a QR code at any machine in the country. They got ones at Chicago, Vegas, obviously. They're everywhere. There's going to be one here coming soon to San Diego. So if you see one and you get the urge to go test your luck and see what you can get, I get it. You know, it's the thrill. Like, ooh, what can I get? Make sure you use our promo code PADRES, all lowercase, for a $5 off discount. Okay, a couple more super chats here. G-Rockin' 80, appreciate it, says, I'm late to the show, vent mode. Colorado BP ranked 30th. Oh, bullpen, excuse me. Yep, they're ranked 30th. How pathetic is this lineup? Can't make a comeback. Also, dude that hit three-run homer was batting 077. Embarrassing. Yeah, it's flat out embarrassing. When you lose games, sucks. But when you lose games to a AAA team, that's even worse. I mean, the Rockies are a AAA team. You lost to a AAA team tonight. Think about that. In your home ballpark, you lost to a AAA team. And if you beat the AAA team, you're a game back in the division because the Giants beat the Dodgers. It was just a bad, I mean, just an awful night. I mean, the bullpen, the Rockies bullpen is horrific, and the Padres could do nothing against them. Scored one measly run on a RBI ground out in the ninth inning. Just, you're right, absolutely embarrassing and pathetic. All right, guys, getting through some super chats here. Again, if you want to send in a super chat, super chats are open. We'll get to those super chats. We'll get to all of those comments. And right now, I just want to scan through. If anybody has a question, by the way, if you don't want to send in a super chat, I'll answer those questions right now. Like, put it, if you have a question in the chat, and just put it in the chat, and I'll try to get to as many as I possibly can. A little difficult without John tonight, just because I'm you know, doing a show, and it's hard to concentrate in the chat. But I appreciate you all out there for joining me. I know it's a tough night. I know most of you guys are just like, fuck it, I don't even want to talk Padres baseball right now. Like, this is ridiculous. I get it. Sometimes you just need a break. It's just like, ugh, it's the worst. All right. I guess this is turning into Ask Jim Anything. Faulty Spork says, what's your newest Pokemon card? Well, if you see behind me, I do have a Pokemon card up there. It's kind of hard to see. It's not really new, though. I just didn't have anywhere to put it. I'll go nerd mode for just a second here. I'm trying to master set a certain Pokemon set. I know people are going to tune out. I get it, but I'm just answering a question here. And I'm trying to do a Pokemon set called 151. So not recently, but this summer, I got this card right here, which is ballooned in price. It's a Charizard. I got that over the summer for like $140. I know, I'm an idiot, but now it's worth like $500. So there you go. Let's see here. Plans for the weekend. Do nothing. Like, do less than nothing. Do all the boring shit. Laundry, grocery shopping, clean the house. Take Bentley on a walk. Hang out with my wife. It's not, hanging out with her is not boring, but yeah, we got nothing. I don't think I'm doing anything. Yeah. James, can we beat TBD tomorrow? Potentially. TBD's had a really good year. I'm scared of his fastball. Ballpark Pretzel. San Francisco 49ers injuries. I don't want to talk about that. Let's see here. Chad, thank you. Says, can we swap Will Wagner for Blaine Crim tonight for the rest of the year? At least he can hit the ball over the fence. I mean, that was a good at bat just because the ball was like literally put on a tee for Crim. They both stink. And by stink, I mean they're AAA players. Nothing against the guys. Do I like Mac Jones? We'll find out Sunday. Mew. What? I do have a Mew card. Which I just bought. No. Oh, this card right here? It's an Alakazam. It's PSA 9. But PSA 10s are crazy right now. But yeah, PSA 9 Alakazam. How many Psyducks do I have? I just have one. No, I have two. I have two. I have the SIR Psyduck and then the regular Psyduck. Mac Jones is the 49ers backup. Do I play fantasy crop at all? No, I do not. I do not. Let's get to a super chat here. Rocket Skates, thanks for the super chat. Appreciate it. Says, Sears was kind of cooking tonight, though. Roman mistake. Look, you're not wrong, Rocket Skates. You're not wrong that he was kind of cooking tonight. But when you're a starter in this league, you can't have a 7 ERA second time through the order and give up 17 home runs if you expect to stay a starter. That's the problem with Sears. Great through the first time of the order. Second time of the order, awful. So, yeah, he was kind of cooking tonight, but again, his final lines, 4 1/3, 4 earned runs, 2 homers, gave up a 3-run homer. Yeah, he struck out 8, but I mean, if you want to stay in the big leagues for a long time as a starting pitcher, you got to get through the order more than once. Yeah. Let's get to some more chats here. Let's get to, you think this can get any worse before it gets better? Look, man, it always can get worse. Like, that's the thing. And I don't even want to say, like, what things that could potentially happen which would make it worse, because I don't want to put that out there. But, like, it always can get worse. That's the thing. It always can get worse. Ballpark Pretzel, have you bought your Survivor Series tickets yet? Here's the thing, Ballpark. I'm probably going to be going home for Thanksgiving. And Survivor Series is on Saturday, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So I'm probably not even going to be in town for that. I would love to go to Survivor Series. But also the tickets are kind of outrageous, like to the point where I'd be dropping like, I mean, I would go and then Aaron would come. I wouldn't want to go by myself. Yeah, I mean, the tickets for WWE events are literally insane. TKO is pricing out the fan base and it's pretty ridiculous. And I think the direction of this year, other than John Cena, like, I don't know. Yep, no excuses. I agree. Thank you. Where are you at, Productions? Do you see anyone in the minors that you think can help other than Will Wagner? His name's Luis Campusano, but they have blackballed him from the big leagues. Hire Bartolo Colon. Yeah. He's got more home runs in that ballpark than a lot of Padres players. Is Will Wagner just basically Trent Brooks? Yeah, pretty much. Can you put in a good word with Annie? She's my celebrity crush. I mean, maybe. I don't really talk to Annie about those things, but maybe hit her up. Sliding her DMs. Sorry, Annie. Gunther, where's John? I can't take your negativity, Jimmy. Oh, like John wouldn't be the same way tonight? like John would be like Mike Schilt tonight? John is in Palm Springs tonight. This is his bye week for Aztec football, so he is... in Palm Springs with Kristen and Jones. Yo, Jim, on a happier note, you a boxing fan? You got Canelo or Crawford? I'm not a boxing fan. Like, I'm not. I just can't get into it. I mean, I can get into UFC a little bit, but half the time I don't even know who's fighting something. I'm like, who? So unfortunately, I'm not. See here. Yep, that's cool. Going to Survivor Series, it's awesome. I wish I was going, but again, like I said, I'm probably going to be home for Thanksgiving. Gunther, what do you want to hear? I don't know. John Cena's last pay-per-view. Yep, that is. Yeah. Can't believe resting starters when they only pitched three innings over the last few weeks. Yeah, look, the whole moving starters back a day thing, I get it. And it's against the Rockies. It's not like they put out J.P. Sears tonight against the Dodgers or the Brewers or the Mets or, you know, the Phillies. Like, you got to be able to beat the Rockies. They're a triple-A team. If J.P. Sears can't go out there and give you five quality innings, that's on J.P. Sears, man. I don't fault them for moving back their starters a day. I really don't. Oh, and by the way, it's also on their offense. More importantly, their offense is the problem with tonight's loss. 100%. Their offense is the reason why they've lost the games they have had in the last couple weeks. They are the problem right now. It's all on them. They are carrying the burden of why this team is struggling and where they are in the standings. It is their fault. Fernando Tatis Jr., Luis Arraez, Manny Machado, Ryan O'Hearn, Jake's been fine. I can't really put Merrill in there. Nah, fuck it. They're all to blame. All of them. Every single one of them. Ramon Laureano, Jackson Merrill, everybody. I'm blaming everybody. No one gets a pass here. Gavin Sheets, no one gets a pass. It's all their fault for where they're at right now and how they're playing offensively. All their fault. Let's see here. Yeah, they broke the Rockies' scoreless streak for the closer. Awesome. Still lost. Let's see here. Let me get some more of these. Did I get any cool cards at the West Coast Card Show? I did. They're over there in my binder. I don't really want to go like card talk too much tonight and do all the card stuff. I mean, if John was here, maybe, but like, yeah, I got, what did I get? I got like seven cards. I got like a Mew promo. I got a Snorlax promo. I got a Charmander, a Squirtle, SIR, and picked up some other stuff as well. Thank you for the super chat, Rocket Skates. Appreciate it. Are you going to? Oh shit, Dia de los Deftones. No, I will not. I mean, the fact that Jose Iglesias, who has an OPS in the 500s, is putting on a concert at Petco Park at Gallagher Square at the end of September, right before the postseason, and the team is playing like shit. And more specifically, he's playing like shit and he's not had a good year. What? Like, there should be a rule that you can't put on a concert if you're a player on a team unless you have like a 290 batting average minimum and that you at least qualify. You can't like have 10 at bats and be 3 for 10. I mean, like, you gotta like, hey, I'm like 5 at bats from qualifying or something, or like, hey, I've started every game this year and I'm hitting 280. You can't have an OPS in the 500s and be serious about putting on a concert at Petco Park. Like, that is the most cringe thing possible. I'm sorry. It just is. Yeah, no, I'm not going to the Iglesias concert. No chance. Yeah, exactly. Blame everybody. Yeah, look, this is a team game. It's a team game, as it is in every sport. And there are players that we hold to a higher standard for sure, like Manny Machado. And when things go bad, they get more of the blame than everybody else. But that still doesn't excuse everybody on the team from blame. You know, Manny, at the end of this year, if they don't get to where they want to get to, and if they don't win a World Series or have a deep run in the postseason, the blame will be on Manny first. You know, other guys in that lineup, especially if Manny doesn't produce, like other guys in the lineup, if they don't produce and Manny doesn't produce as well, the first person we're talking about is Manny Machado. I'm not sitting here after a postseason game, if they lose, and being like, I can't believe Freddie Fermin went 0-4 tonight. That's just how it works in professional sports. You know, what happens in the NFL? Who gets the most blame for when the team loses? The quarterback. All the time. Right? Who gets the most blame in the NBA when teams lose? The star players. All the time. That's how the sport works. That's how sports works. I know Sheets has been clutch, but again, like I said, it's hard for me to just be like, yeah, Sheets is great, and the team scored 2 runs tonight. Like, I don't know. I am excited about Marvel Zombies. Can't wait for that. Yep, Squirtle. Yep. It's a sweet card, man. I like that card a lot. Your favorite 6th Power Ranger, Green Ranger? My favorite Power Ranger was the White Ranger. I was the Red Ranger for a long time, but then when Tommy became the White Ranger, White Ranger was like, I got to be the White Ranger. Had to be. Do we get more viewers on this channel or on the iHeartRadio broadcast? Honestly, we get more on this. Because we have more subscribers on this channel. But there are times we get, you know, not even amount of views. Like this channel, we get a good amount. But I mean, our John and Jim channel, we get a good amount of views on that. If you're talking about the radio side, I mean, look, ratings, you know, you can have, you know, whoever you want talk to you about how ratings work. But I'll just say ratings, they're fake. Like they can be cooked. They can be manipulated. You can go out and you can find people to help your ratings out, which is what happens. And, you know, then you can go around and parade how you have the best ratings ever. But that's the last thing on my mind, because we have a pretty good following here. We have a pretty good following on John and Jim. We do a pretty damn good job, I think. Let's get to, hold on. Oops. Have I seen any movies lately? What did I watch recently? I haven't watched any movies lately, but a couple shows that I'm watching that I think are like fantastic is Peacemaker. I love Peacemaker. Is amazing with John Cena. If you haven't watched Peacemaker and you're a DC fan, or you're just like a comic book fan, Peacemaker is fucking, not only is it funny, it's legit. So I'm watching Peacemaker season 2, and I'm watching Alien Earth on Hulu. Pretty good. I didn't know what to expect when I started it, but now I'm like hooked. Let's see here. Get to some more supers before we get to SeatGeek here. We've gone an hour. Didn't think I would go an hour, but I'm just to tell Annie how much you love your new John and Jim logo and how I'm the coolest. Lead with that. All right, I'll text her. Let's see here. Rich. Yeah, I get it. I mean, it's the Rockies. I get it. Thank you for the super chat, SJL Stevens. Any talk about doing remote Fridays next season? I guess depending on if there's hype after postseason. I wish. If it were up to me, yes, but that's not my call. The company I mean, I'll just flat out say it. They don't view remotes as like, I don't know. Their view on getting us out there and on remotes is it doesn't do anything. And they don't, they just are against it. And it does it piss me off? Like, yeah, it does. But it's their call. They make the decisions, even though I don't agree. Thanks for the super. Let's see here. Another super chat from Moises. Thank you. For the past 4 years, I've been tough on AJ on the wrap, but he did a good job. I agree. King injury was big. Yep. Nothing you can do about that. And we've always said, as Manny goes, so do the Padres. Yeah. We have said all the time on this show, Manny, as Manny goes, the team goes, and can't help but think if Manny Machado was playing better the last 2 months, this team would be in first place right now. So with that, yeah, I put a lot of it on Manny. I quit listening to Shields post-game BS last year. Probably a good thing for your mental health. I listen to it because I kind of have to, because I cover the guy. I'll answer this one. Are ratings the reason for tension between other shows in town? Do you and John have beef with Ben and Woods? No beef. None at all. There's no tension between other shows in town. No, I have no beef with Ben and Woods. I don't know how they feel about me recently. We haven't talked recently, but last time I saw Woods, everything was fine. I mean, it's no beef. And plus, we don't even go up. They're in the mornings and we're in the afternoons. I mean, we go up against Tony and Chris and Scraby. And I saw Tony and Scraby at a, or sorry, not Tony, but Elo and Scraby at like a STFC soccer game recently. And we talked for like an hour. I have no beef. Now, do I think our show is the superior show in the afternoons? I do, but that's not beef. I just think that our show is better. That's all. Do I have any desire to go the play-by-play route like John? No, I don't. Because the thing is, I'm not a, like, I don't, I'm not, John is very, like, he's, the way he speaks in his tone is very play-by-play-esque. I am the opposite. I'm just like off the cuff, off the riff. Like, I can't do that. You cool with Kaplan and crew? I've met Scott one time, and I was a producer. It was like early in my career, and I met him one time, and that was it. I've never met them. But they do a good job. I mean, they've gone the YouTube route. It's a grind, man. It's a grind. I don't fault anybody for working their ass off. The flagship versus John and Jim at Survivor Series. Well, that'd be a problem because they outnumber us, so we would instantly lose. Like, it would be me and John versus like 10 people. We'd get our ass kicked. They would beat our ass. I'm not answering that. Okay, so let's get to, hold on here. Stand by. Let's get to, where is it? Where'd John freaking put it? There it is. Let's get to Underdog Fantasy right now. It's football season, baseball season, NFL, college football. Everything's happening right now. If you want to win up to 5,000 times your money, new customers, you can play $5 and get $50 in bonus funds. All you got to do is sign up to Underdog Fantasy right now. And when you sign up, there's a QR code right above my head here. Scan it. It will take you to the App Store to download Underdog Fantasy. Once you download Underdog Fantasy, use our promo code PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP, to sign up. Start playing today. Also, we are going to get to, let me just get this here. So I'm just going to fire through this, and then we're going to answer some more of you guys' questions, and then we're going to get out of here tonight. SeatGeek. SeatGeek is a proud sponsor of the Wrap-Up Show. If you guys want to go to a Padres baseball game this weekend, go to SeatGeek and use our promo code PODSWRAP for $20 off right now. Getting two tickets. Does that show up there on the screen? No, it doesn't. Got to put on the screen there. Hold on. There we go. You can get into a game for $22, including fees, tomorrow night. Tomorrow night. Or if you guys want, spend a little money, you can sit in the Premier Club for under $100, plus use our promo code PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP, to get $20 off your first order. Your tickets are fully guaranteed and instantly fulfilled if you purchase through SeatGeek, because SeatGeek is a partner with Major League Baseball. So when you go to SeatGeek, first time that you purchase from SeatGeek, that's the whole kicker here. You have to purchase this for the first time for our promo code to work. PODSWRAP, PADSWRAP, $20 off your first order at SeatGeek. All right, guys, a couple more here, and then we'll get out of here. I know it's a tough night, but I appreciate you guys watching, dealing with me doing a solo show. Yeah, appreciate you guys. All right. Did I get to all your super chats? I'm pretty sure I did. Did I get to Moises? Oh yeah, I did get to Moises. All right, guys. Yeah, that's gonna do it for tonight. Appreciate it. Another show has the chemistry John and Jim have. Ben and Woods have really good chemistry. They've been doing this a while. It's good. Jerome, John is the most genuine guy. That's why I'll always support his shows. Am I not genuine enough for you? John's also just like, it's like, he's like Switzerland. I'll ruffle feathers and I'll say shit. John is just down the middle. Like, I don't want to talk, I'm down the middle. Appreciate it there, Luke. John and Jim are my faves. Appreciate it. I don't have any stories about Billy Ray because I've never met Billy Ray. I'm not answering that question, Chad. Nope. No shot. Your walk up or entrance song? My walk up or entrance song? I don't know. It's a good question. I'll get back to you on that, JD. Will I be solo on Sunday? Nope, John will be back on Sunday. Thank you, Jack. Love you, Jim, but we miss your compadre. I know, I get it. We've done the show for so long. The thing is, it's like you are so used to a tandem. I get it. Like, I can do it solo. John can do it solo, but it's not as good. Just solo shows. I know. I get it. We got to be together. All right, guys. That's going to do it tonight. Appreciate it. Rock it. Thank you, One Cav Scout. Backstreet Boys? Yeah, probably. Yeah, I love Darren. Worked with him for years. Me and we're good buddies. Text all the time. We were texting tonight during the game. All right, that's going to do it. So if you haven't already, hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button. We're on our way to 10,000 subscribers. We'll get there soon with your help. If you haven't already, do it. And again, thanks to our partners, Lucky Box, Humul Casino, SeatGeek, and Underdog Fantasy, and of course, Mark Nimitz of Farmers Insurance. We're back on Sunday together. John will be back from his Palm Springs mini vacation on Sunday night. Hopefully, we're talking about the Padres winning the next two games, because if we're not, then we have some major fucking problems. All right, guys. Peace out. Talk to you on Sunday night. Peace.
If If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.